Let's start fast, not because I think this is going to be a good one, but...
Are we starting furious as well, or just fast?
Maybe too fast and too furious.
Oh, my. Well, I need to take a step back. I don't know if I'm prepared for that.
Brace yourself, kiddo. Strap those depends on. It's going to be a heck. An H-E double hockey sticks of an episode. I know. They say we're blue. I don't want to live up to that, but maybe we do. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She is Kelsey Buttersworth. Butterworth.
You get closer every week, but you're still not quite there.
One of these days.
I may just give up.
I'm not going to shank the kick.
And I'll just take whatever name I'm given, just like Gary on Parks and Rec.
All right, Toby. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You can, in theory, go there for a podcast every week. We took a hell of a break. It happens. Various good excuses. We'll get to them all. Let's see what else there is. At Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. You promote your stuff.
I'm at Is Butterworth It on Twitter and Instagram.
Casey Barfersworth, am I close?
Kelly Butterfield,
there
actually.
There we go.
I am also playing Clan Wars these days, so if anyone would like to join my clan, it's called Vomit Is God. And
why?
My name on Clan
why?
Wars is Kelly Margarine.
Kelly Margarine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the vomit that your clan has dedicated its life to.
To be fair, as a Butterworth member, Margarine does make me want to vomit.
I was going to say, like, Vomit Is God, since that's your clan. Wouldn't you all take on, as your last name, Vomit, like the Ramones?
No, that's not what we did.
So, okay.
You'll just have to join the clan, find out.
Is it all margarine shtick?
No, there's no shtick. You have a clan, and you go and you battle other clans, and it's a heck of a time.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I play real games.
Okay.
Like where I look at porn too long, and like your cornea gets scratched?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't blink enough.
That doesn't sound like a game. That just sounds really sad.
A bad life decision?
Yeah.
No, I am going to play a game called Don't Piss My Pants, because
okay.
I went to take a leak. You can verify that.
You did.
I wanted to be empty for the first show we've done in 3 weeks, the first show of the new year. I wanted to be able to sprint toward the finish line, because it is cold as hell.
It sure is.
I don't want to do anything, least of all this show.
You're all really lucky we're even here right now.
I miss my penis so badly.
Okay, let's talk about that.
It's so cold. It's so cold. I have to dig it up. Like, if you remember Mario 2, where you would reach down and you'd dig the turnips out of the ground, that's what it is with my junk right now.
Oh, thank you.
I kind of have to, like, pull back, and then something's there, enough to get the tinkle out of my body.
So does this mean you're just standing outside in the nude all the time?
It's just cold. My body senses it's in a defensive posture.
I see.
That's all in my typically old mannish scrotum.
Have you thought about wearing more sweatpants?
No.
Well, I highly suggest it.
I have not. As much as I'm doing the upper layers, my body is just jeans, or the bottom is just jeans, boxers, and an icicle. It looks like the Ice King's nose where my penis should be. That's how cold it is. But I didn't get to take a leak because as I was going to the head, there was a little Latina girl seated there.
A woman.
Or a woman. I don't know. I'd like to think woman because I was like, she's hot. But I think she was more of like a high school girl.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. We'll say she was 18 for the sake of this.
You're not the first one.
For the sake of the show staying on the air. And I walked by her, and I'm pretty sure her mom was the one that got us out of the room
Gotcha.
Yeah, we were in the crappy green room as I ate a bunch of pretzels and coffee, because my dumps weren't bad enough. And I was going into the head, and I walked past this girl. She pipes up, and she's like, hey, just a word of warning, all of the floors are wet.
Ooh.
And for a second...
With
I was,
what?
Well, I didn't go that route. I didn't go that route with it. I was just thinking, like... She's had enough. She's probably had a long day. She's waiting for her mom to give her a ride home. And this fat pig is just waltzing in 30 seconds after her mom has given her best to these toilets and is just going to piss, literally piss all over her mom's work. Her night's work is nothing. At the very best, I'm going to take a whiz all over it. I might drop heat all over it, too.
Yep.
I mean...
She doesn't know.
It's just, look, we all know it's for naught. Anything we do eventually will be undone. It just doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. This kid, all the things in her life, she had the dyed hair, too. You know, she probably listens...
She's a rebel.
She listens to that punk rock. She doesn't need that in her life, too.
The emo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why Oedipus is my favorite Greek character, because we're all going to die one day and nothing matters.
Yeah. Was that the last line?
No, that's the wrong. Oedipus is the...
He puts his eyes out after banging his mom and
killing
his dad. Spoiler.
Ooh, who's the guy who rolls the stone up the mountain?
Sisyphus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not Tantalus.
So
that's
stupid.
Sisyphus.
None of this ever happened. Please continue.
No, that's okay, Oedipus. And yeah, I felt bad. Like that's the when she goes home at night and she takes that razor to her inner thigh. That's the last thing she needs to think about. Like she needs to think about that boy that's not paying attention to her. Not me waddling in there like heck of an evening to do this, m'lady, and then just hearing me audibly crapping through the door.
She probably, I'm betting you don't take up a big portion of her mental headspace, but.
Well, now I don't because I'm sitting on a leak and I walked in here and I was like, A, I did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
B, I did the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And C, I'm going to just get up in the middle of the show because who gives a hell? And then I realized we're rolling on the Periscope, so.
So you can't do that and the leak streak continues.
Yeah, it's going to be a good 50 minutes. Hello, kidney stones.
The less popular Japanese toy brand.
As opposed
instead
to...
Instead of Hello Kitty.
Oh, Hello Kid. Okay. Alrighty. It's, I'm not happy that we waited this long because I had a bunch of prep for the show about 2 weeks ago.
As did I. What were we going to talk about?
I was going to talk about that video where the guy got decapitated on the cruise ship. The Shining elevators, as everyone raced to call it. What, you didn't hear that?
I don't know nothing about
there was a guy
decapitated on no cruise ship.
There was a guy... whose family was on some sort of cruise, and there was an old guy. I'm going to picture him pretty much exactly like my father, because every dirty immigrant worker is, who was servicing this elevator on top.
Oh, was he?
And yeah. All right. And after the elevator came, it came to
life.
It came
to
life.
The story gets better and better.
And it chopped his head off because they had praying mantis sex.
Oh, God.
And this guy, I guess it was his head, because the amount of blood pouring out from the top of this elevator all down the front of the doors was absurd.
And there's a video of this?
There's a video of just locked elevator doors with actual moving blood pouring down
them.
And
you watched it?
Only twice. Only twice. And I only jacked off the first time.
Oh, Papa.
Only the first time.
You're incorrigible.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da. So it really was like a scene out of a Hellraiser. I think what pissed me off so much about it was this ass is sitting there with his wife and kids behind him. He takes the time to pop out his cell phone and start recording instead of shielding these children who, like, the amount of blood that was here, you could taste it. I guarantee you could taste it in the air. You don't need, like, the creepy little lizard tongue to do it. You could just go, that is warfare. The god Mars is pleased. This ass does that and then starts screaming later on social media or, I guess, just, like, interviews. He was like, why didn't Carnival shut down the hallway quickly enough so I couldn't see this? Like, from the volume of blood and the speed with which it was still pouring, this guy saw it 30 seconds after it happened, at most. A man's life, his ghost still hadn't gone anywhere yet. It was
still
like...
still sliding out the butthole.
Exactly.
Bit by bit.
Exactly. It was like, it still had its knees in the BH and was like, give me a second, dude. Please. A little respect.
People say that millennials are entitled. This guy witnesses an elevator murder someone.
Witnesses this.
And is upset at the cruise line.
Yeah, is pissed that they weren't able to, like, core it in and off quickly enough. And the whole time is still just merrily filming it. So he could have his 15 seconds.
You know, and also another thing that counts against him is don't go on cruises. Don't ever go on a cruise. They are obviously death boats.
Well, especially with your family.
Someone dies on every cruise trip that is ever taken. There's one casualty per cruise, at least. Don't do it.
And they're fed to Neptune. See, this is just a whole mythology episode, man.
Yeah, I don't know if my knowledge is going to hold up from that one cartoon book that I read in elementary school.
Oh, so we shan't discuss Aristophanes and his latest play, The Wasps?
Are you sure that's a real person?
I think I got The Wasps and Aristophanes.
Aristotle.
I had to read it for a class. I never did, but I remembered the title of the book that sat on my shelf untouched.
It SAT'd on your shelf?
Yes, it did. That one got to me. Mm-hmm. And look, we got 5 minutes out of that. And that was making the rounds, I think, like New Year's Eve. Or maybe, yeah, it was New Year's Eve.
So that really ruined a lot of people's New Year's, probably.
I don't know. Aren't there tons of reminders that it's all for naught?
Yeah. My New Year's was definitely a reminder that it's all for naught.
Tell me about your New Year's. Mine was nothing. I went with my girlfriend, and we were at least, like, out.
Mm-hmm.
And to sound really cultured, we were, like, partying at a trans lady's house. So there you go.
Yeah, you do sound cultured.
Thank you.
For sure.
I said trans and nothing and offensive.
Oh, and you used it correctly, too?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't even check her toilet seat to say if she peed standing up or
nothing. Oh, you were so close. You were right there.
I lifted it up and I was like,
"Murfed it."
That's only my piss all over this thing.
Yep. Well, anyways, my New Year's was quite adventurous. First of all, my friends and I tried to use Airbnb. You saw my struggles. I kept getting denied.
I don't know Airbnb. I know there's like four apps that you millennials do. There's like the Tinder, so you can get the super gonorrhea. There's Uber or Lyft, so that you can drive to your Tinder date.
Or Split.
Or the clinic afterward. What's Split?
Split is the new ride-sharing app.
How's it different from the other two?
It's not.
Okay. So that's is it trying to be?
Yes.
And what's its, I don't want to say shtick twice in 5 minutes. If you say it a third time, Beetlejuice comes. what does Split?
It does. I don't think it's any different. And it's like,
do you split the fare? That at least makes sense.
No, it's just what it's called. And honestly, I don't even know enough about it to get into it here. But what are the other two apps that millennials use?
All right. You got the sex app, the driving for sex app.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I wish I remembered things still. What were you talking? Oh, yeah, the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So you can just find a place to have sex.
Or sex, correct.
You guys are all disgusting, really. It's just...
Right, we're the disgusting ones because we
sex,
revolutionized...
Drive to sex, find a place
boinkin.
To have the sex.
Well,
no, because what's sad is you guys come crying back to the old Dr. Mengele's in their 75s to cure whatever the hell occurs on your genitals 2 days after.
Unless you're lucky and you dodge it. But
yeah. You kids, you hate the condoms. Didn't you grow up
don't.
With salt and pepper? Talk about sex.
A couple years before my time, personally.
Okay.
But I know the song.
Magic Johnson has AIDS. That's
I'm
a thing,
culturally
dude.
Literate. Yes, but also nobody knew what AIDS was until it was like 5 years too late. And then it was like, kablowy.
I mean, I guess. It killed a lot of the gays.
Yep.
The booty flu.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Indeed. Rest in peace.
Okay. So you used some of your sex apps, as we'll call them.
Well, I only used one sex app.
Which, the
to
Airbnb.
Try to secure housing for the evening.
To have sex?
No. To party with my friends, because we all still
are
live with our parents.
Are they sex friends? You guys...
They're
you,
not sex friends.
You millennials, it's
a
not,
couple of them are sex friends.
There's not
each other.
Boyfriends and girlfriends. It's just all...
We're buddies.
Sex, sex, sex.
Yeah. No, a couple of them are sex friends, but they're also engaged. So that's, you know, that goes with the territory.
What?
Unless
you guys
you're a
do
weirdo.
That? I thought you were all like... polyamorous, pansexual.
In a perfect world.
Okay.
Anyways, we tried to get housing on Airbnb.
Okay.
And we were denied by several people.
Because they knew that you were millennials just trying to have your anonymous key party?
I suspect so.
Okay.
Their excuses were, I'm out of town and I won't have time to turn around the house from the last
They
guest.
Didn't want multiple holes bored in their doors so that you can glory hole it up?
There's no need in a glory hole when you know who it is,
I
first
guess that's
of all.
True, yeah.
Second, I made it very clear that we were okay with living in filth for one night. We just needed a place in Old Town Alexandria.
Okay.
That did not convince any of them. So what we did instead was we got a suite at the Marriott on Duke Street.
Luxury.
Mm-hmm. And it was the last one available.
How much was the suite?
I don't remember. But
ballpark?
No, I don't know. I did not handle the cash.
We're going to say $17,000.
It was there.
Where did you come up with that?
From all of the W-ing myself out on Tinder and various other millennial sex apps.
Oh, can you get like paid stuff there? Okay.
I mean,
sorry,
I don't know.
Might have gotten a bad rap.
Yeah.
You millennials.
You have your video games.
Still the world.
We have our bodies.
Alrighty. Okay.
So, first of all, we didn't know it was a suite. We thought it was just a room that we were going to have to be very uncomfortable in.
You were just pumped for the coffee maker.
Pumped for just a place to stay that was not our parents' houses because we're all unemployed and sad with our lives.
God, it's just going to be Lord of the Flies in 5 years.
Maybe.
The kids after you, they're going to look up to you and think you have it good. What are you going to say to them?
I don't know. This is, frankly, all the fault of people your age, so
really?
I want some answers.
I didn't do anything.
You crashed the housing market and deregulated the banks.
I lived at my parents' house.
Every
my
organization
God,
is top
what
heavy.
What I just described happening to you is happening to me right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
One of us.
Woozle wuzzle.
So we proceeded to use this glorious space to invite even more people than were staying the night. We all got tremendously
drunk. I'd just like to say everyone that rejected you on Airbnb was right. Continue.
Yeah, no, they were absolutely right. They should not have let us in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever have the misfortune of renting from us, we will clean up, but there will be a vibe of stickiness left in our wake.
I'm sure you did a heck of a job.
Mm-hmm. Just like the head of FEMA.
Yeah.
After Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, Brownie.
And so we got very drunk. There were some other things going on. Personally, I snorted Adderall for the first time.
It was
awful. I did
you
not care for it.
You snorted Adderall?
Yeah. Bright blue.
Why do
my
you...
nasal passages looked like Blue's Clues the next day.
I was going to say a Smurf's ass, but why do you... I don't know why recreationally. As a man who snorted many an amphetamine.
Sure.
Both prescribed and other.
Mm-hmm.
I never got the whole snorting one thing. The one time I really, really wanted to do it, I was in bed with a woman who I otherwise was not very attracted to, but she kind of let me get away with everything. And at one point, I was like, I am going to snort Adderall off of your ass, because when will I ever snort drugs off of a woman's ass again? And young me was right, because I never have. I realized that my life was not ever going to be like cocaine off of Claudia Schiffer's teas or anything like that, but this chick who I wasn't really into would let me snort my stupid ADD medication off of her, and I did it.
Well, first of all, that is a very tender story.
Thank you
for sharing. Second, I don't know who the woman you mentioned in the middle was. Claudia something.
Claudia Schiffer? 80s supermodel? Do you not know Kathy Ireland either?
I know the country, Ireland.
Okay. You are so young.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, this is Cindy Crawford. You know her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She was...
She did stuff.
She was kind of the queen of that, but if you wanted to be a little more creative with your who would you do picks...
Right.
You knew your Kathy Ireland,
refined
your Claudia
taste.
Schiffers. Exactly.
Sure. I get it.
Your Stephanie Seymour's. She was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Axl Rose beat her. That savage. My point is, doing the amphetamines, like, via the... It was never good. Like, I guess it hit you a little faster, but it was done in 10 minutes. Just, they're called spansels. You take them in your mouth hole, and they're kicking for like 6 hours.
Yeah, I also didn't care for how it tasted in
my
nasal passages.
The drip is awesome. Don't
no,
say this.
No, it wasn't. I almost vomed in the lovely little kitchenette sink on multiple occasions.
Okay, you and me, we're going to get some blow, kid.
We sure are not.
We're going to ski the pale rail.
I'm get some booger sugar.
Exactly. You're going to get that nice diesel taste down the back of your throat. You're going to be like, John was right, and now I'm going to write down my 10-point plan for how I'm taking over the world.
I'm really proud of myself in that I will never be an effective drug addict, because I'm just going to be like, oh, I don't like this.
You kvetch too much during the high.
I do. Oh, I do. I love kvetching.
No, no.
You so, well.
So you snorted drugs.
I did. One drug.
One drug. Adderall. And you were also drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love doing that. It's when you just, when you really want to John Belushi it.
Yeah, and perhaps something else. And what we ended up
what
doing.
What was the something else?
I don't know.
Was it, give me some hints, something?
No. Drugs. Not until it's decriminalized here, too. That's all I'm going to say, folks.
Oh, okay. Oh, the lightweight one? So I'm sorry. You yeah. can talk about snorting Adderall, but smoking a doob.
Shh.
You can't do that.
What are you talking
one.
About, man? Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You think Earwolf won't hire you because
you blew
smoke
my cover.
A doobie?
Oh, don't you dare jinx my mojo on that front. Don't you dare.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. So, yeah, like you did some pills. You did some drink. You did some smoke. That sounds like me as a kid.
Quality mix by the end of the night. Well, no, by the middle of the night. End of the night, not so good. But we ended up.
Did you time the snorting so you could party a little longer? Or was that like the opener of the.
I think that was the opener.
Oh, see, yeah. You don't do that. You're supposed to, you drink, and then, like, when you're like, I'm getting too sleepy to drink more, you do some bumps.
Believe me, I did not get sleepy.
And your heart's like, what are you doing to me? Do you mind telling these cackling hyenas behind you to shut the F up?
Do you actually want me to? Because that's going to just be this whole big thing.
All I see is this big auburn head of mom hair, and I want to piss on it.
What if we throw something at the door?
Our own filth, like an angry chimpanzee.
I got a story about that.
Do you want me to multiple later. Migs the window?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Watch Silence of the Lambs. You'll
Why
know
don't
I
we just ignore them and hope they go away?
I mean, I'm down for it. I'm now just looking to see, is that the creepy Marilyn Manson kid who was
I
out
hope
from?
So. Guys, you are missing out because
you'll never see what we saw.
I am shocked.
I did not
appalled.
Know kids tried to look that way.
I thought that what ended
that died
in 1994.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Well, not 94. This is you not knowing your timeline exactly. I think no, Manson well, got big in 95. I definitely said okay. Manson. Manson was big.
Buxom.
Yeah, with the Antichrist Buxom Superstar Manson. Is like 97 or some junk.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Well, you know, I was four at the time, so
Jesus
forgive
Christ.
Me.
I was going to say I had a bunch of pubes. I'm Greek, so that doesn't say much. I could have been four
no,
myself
you shot
with
out
those.
Your mama's birth canal that way.
Yeah, I looked like the baby from The Dictator. But that's weird. I don't need to hear you were that young. Every time you tell me how young you were during points in my life that I really remember vividly, just hammers home that I'm going to die like jaded.
Yeah.
How are you periscoping?
R.I.P.
Is that
I am.
Going? How's it? Are they loving it? Are they hating it?
I don't know. I forgot
I
about
it
until
they,
just now.
I can't stand it if they hate it. Just
no,
lie to me.
I think they love it.
Thank God. How many hearts?
Give us some hearts so we know if you love it.
So many hearts.
I'm giving us some
can
hearts.
Can you just tap the screen?
I did. I gave
oh, like a Russian prisoner with a spoon just doing your weird little code.
Good old Raskolnikov.
So
that's a Crime and Punishment reference in case anyone is
that
keeping score at home.
There you go. So you were doing blow. You're drinking.
Yep. Took some.
Riding some H.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
I had the brilliant idea of picking up some throwawayable coffee cups.
That's
so
the
that
word
we
for
could,
that.
Yeah. You know, I think I really pulled that one out of mm-hmm. my brain space. And we took some to-go beverages. We walked down to the waterfront. And we watched the fireworks.
Nice. I just say, this is like a classy area where
yeah.
it's a bunch of like 35-year-old. You guys know Howard Flood. Ugh, I hate that alias. From the football show. And he's been on the show a bunch too. He and his wife, they live, and she's like a rich chick. They live in this area, like this hoity-toity place. And
yeah.
I house sat for 3 weeks. And I would walk around every so often when I was like, hey, I'm going to pretend I wasn't jacking off in Howard's house a bunch. Sorry, Howard, I did. I tried to wipe up after myself, but I don't think I did a great job.
You know that stain you think is toothpaste?
Never, never
it's
use
not.
A black light in your house, dude. That would be so great if they had a Halloween party the next year. And they're like, what is this?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, that would happen. My point is, I would occasionally try to act normal while surrounded, you know, in these environs. And it was just like white couple, white couple, white couple with dog, dog, dog. It was like you could see the life cycle of everyone where it was like, oh, are you 29? You're the dog couple. Are you like 33? There's like the first kid with the dog.
And it's wearing a Patagonia jacket.
Yeah. Are you 38? Oh, you've got the two kids and the old dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be like the 40-year-olds and they got the dead dog.
And a brand new sports car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, we did walk around the area and we did feel out of place, but that didn't
as you should have
curb our behavior.
You shouldn't have
at all.
Crudded up that nice area.
We shouldn't have, because we were definitely not welcome. We were off the rails. Just absolute animals. Lots of screaming. Lots of saying inappropriate things for some members of our party. And I will not repeat what they said.
Okay.
But after that, we tried to go to a couple bars that wouldn't let us in for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally did get to one bar that would let us in. And we stayed there for one drink before it closed. And then somehow I got this idea in my head that there was this really fancy mansion looking thing that we were walking past, and I just decided that I would let myself in, and I did.
What?
And I stole a candle holder from their fireplace.
Hold
mantle.
On I some guy who's buying some crap that I'll have to stop the show for in 10 minutes so I can sell something that, you know, Craigslist style.
Sure.
You guys know how I work. You were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And you broke into...
I didn't break in. The door was open. And there was really beautiful, soft piano music playing throughout the house.
Was it Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker?
I don't know. The serial killer.
I believe his MO was he wouldn't go into any house where the door was locked because those people didn't want him inside. But if the door was open, I'm pretty sure he'd go in, rape and murder a woman because she wanted it.
Classic victim blaming.
So these people wanted you to steal from them and you stole their menorah?
Their candle holder.
Was it a
not
multi-pointed
a
count?
It wasn't. Okay. I am no religious fascist, but I took it and my
Where
friends
is
were
it?
It's in my house, and I'll be honest, I have no idea what that building was. It might have been some kind of fancy historical museum. It might have been someone's house. I don't know. There were a lot of very fancy cars.
Was there any attempt made to return this the next day?
Oh no, I don't know where we were. Okay. I wouldn't be able to find this place.
Could you post on Craigslist and have one of those like funny viral posts? You know, the fake one where the guy's like, you were in the grocery store next to me. You farted like a Clydesdale, but you have the ass of a young Dolph Lundgren. That kind of stuff. Oh, you're periscoping.
Yeah, Pete wants to break into my house and then steal it back. But where are you gonna return it to? That's the question. I have this thing where I get a little klepto. When I am
You've mentioned
intoxicated.
It. I thought you were kidding, but you
oh,
really,
no,
you
no,
really
no.
stole some junk.
Yep. So that was my shameful New Year's. I also took a magnet off of the Marriott kitchenette fridge in our hotel suite.
Why don't you steal good things?
But because it's not about the quality of the steal. It's about the thrill of the chase.
Like, you're going to get loaded and steal someone's war medals. You're going to do something really bad.
I would love to steal some war medals. That sounds like a real heist. Count me in.
I didn't know you did this.
Yep. Well, it's my secret shame that is not any more secret.
See, you make fun of me anytime I'm not sensitive enough for your delicate millennial sensibilities. But let me educate you on something that the sensitivities of my era and that my age, the wisdom it's brought me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
People don't like having S stolen from them.
Fair enough.
How's that?
However, whoever I stole this candle holder from was really rich. So think of me as a drunken Robin Hood.
Okay.
Stealing from the rich and
giving
to myself.
So the next time I find a really drunk chick who's already banged like 100 guys, I can kind of just move on in? Because like she's already had a bunch of it.
That's really not at all the same logic that I was using.
Okay, but it's the same way you're like winking about like I might have smoked weed. So okay, all right. You guys get a little rapey with it, these millennials.
That's not at all what is happening. You're trying to bait me. I know. I can see it coming a mile away.
No.
I'm on to your tricks, Papa.
Got you loud and clear.
Well, so we end up back at the hotel. My memory is a little fuzzy at this point.
Really?
A little.
Are you high on drugs or theft at this point?
Oh, probably a little of both.
Okay.
Alcohol is a drug, after all.
It is.
Oh, while we were at the bar... before it closed and before I went on my little spree.
I would just like to interject. As you were doing all this, I was eating frozen pizza, and my girlfriend gave me a delightful little peck on the lips at midnight.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
Did you heat up the frozen pizza first, or did you eat it straight out the freezer?
Our hostess cooked it, I think, a couple hours prior, and then I just sat there. And I don't know if she thought, like, serving it cold would be a deterrent, but I didn't care.
So it was room temp, you might say?
Yeah, it was pretty chilly. I didn't care. I was drinking a bunch of fruit juice with vodka in it. I ate all of her crappy pizza. And then I went home and took a horrible booze and meat pizza dump.
Mm.
Now, back to your theft.
Saucy.
Yeah.
Well, pre-theft. We were at the one bar that would let us in, and
with your fake IDs, because you're 19.
Okay, no.
All right.
I still have the vertical ID, but I am definitely legally able to drink.
The vertical ID is the, like, your 16-year-old license?
Yep.
I know what vertical is. You didn't have to indicate that. I just forgot that. You
it's
had
the
a vertical
one that goes up and down.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I don't need to renew it for several more years, and
okay.
So my little baby face is going to be on there for quite some time.
Wow.
But we're at this bar, and you know those really cheap, flimsy plastic Happy New Year hats that everyone wears?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted one of these, and I saw one unattended on the bar. Someone had clearly left it there, and I figured,
oh,
that's
really?
My hat now.
The same way they left the candle holder in their house?
In their house, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Did you find any wallets that were being given away?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I just take junk.
That could have been like someone's, like, honest to God, someone's great booby could have, like, smuggled that out of Auschwitz and her God knows what.
Right.
And
or smuggled it out of a party city two days prior.
Okay.
Is more likely the case.
Was it not even metal? Was it just some plastic?
No, it was plastic. It was flimsy and plastic and bright yellow.
Maybe it was like the first plastic in Poland.
Okay. Maybe. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Your shaming attempts are not working on me. I'm sorry. I'm too far gone into my psychosis. But I decided this hat's mine now. I picked it up and put it on my head. Some guy who watched me do this at the bar started to flirt with me, I guess, by removing the hat and putting it over the hat he was already wearing. Now, I did not in the moment.
Was it Sam Rockwell or Nick Cage from The Wicker Man? Sorry. That's
neither,
like,
of those.
Was it George Clooney or Brad Pitt from Ocean's 11?
Neither of those.
Ooh,
and I also don't remember what his face looks like.
Running out of movie thieves. You don't remember what his face looks like?
No.
You were just there for the rot.
Indication. Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't know that he was flirting with me. What I did instead was I started yelling at him, and I accused him of being part of the 1% because he already had a hat.
Now, is this your millennial flirting?
No.
Where you,
like,
scream
I
these
didn't,
things
It
at
didn't
each other.
Occur to me. I just got mad and started demanding my hat back that I had just stolen from a public place. And he got very sad.
I used to think you were kind of together.
And I only on holidays I allow my true insanity to show. But then he gave the hat back.
Okay.
And a couple days later, my friends were like, Butters, you know.
Butters,
like,
Bubby.
Flirting with you, right? And I was like, no.
So
excuse me.
You're single.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything?
No.
Nothing.
He was white.
Okay. There's that.
And that's it.
First of all, for your parents. Whew, no.
Hey, they're progressive.
Sure. So, your friends watched you. A guy jumps over.
He didn't jump. He was sitting.
You're high on dope.
Yep.
You've just stolen a bunch of crap.
Nope.
And this guy comes over and he's like, hey, I want to hitch my wagon to this shooting star. And you're like, F off. I don't need D. Rape. Rape.
You're exaggerating my story just a little bit. I was going
roll.
For the economic angle that he thought it would be wise to take someone's hat, even though he already had one.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
let you
Sanders
on a little
on his
secret.
Butt.
No one wants to be screamed at and call their one the 1%.
No, I realize that in retrospect.
Okay.
I truly do. But
I know you thought it was witty.
I was not in control of myself anymore at that point.
But you sound like me when I was your age and I just tried to be witty with women. Like I wanted to be young George Carlin with them instead of having sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years later, well, I'm not getting any now, but in that brief, delightful window where I did have sex, just be nice and show off your wit a little bit.
No,
and then
sure.
use your sex app.
No, we've got all four of them. The thing is, I'm usually not like that. Truly, I am not on the verge of blacking out on most days of my life.
You just black out. You're just there.
Right, wake up that way.
Uh-huh.
This was just a New Year's special. I give myself Halloween. I give myself New Year's.
Okay.
Maybe Thanksgiving if things are getting weird with the fam. And my birthday. And that's basically it.
When's your birthday, by the way?
It's in June.
So when's the next time we're going to see you all messy?
It's Jesus' half birthday, if that is any indication.
I know how to do math real good.
Excellent.
The 4th.
Yep. So after the little candle heist, we get back to the hotel. I change into my PJs, and then I realize the room is spinning and I'm not feeling so good, but my friends are all
what
still
time
hanging
is this?
Out.
Like,
what time are you
kids partying till? Can you give me a ballpark?
I think we went to bed around 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Well,
I hate staying up till 1.
I probably should have gone to bed at 1.
Honest to God, Claudia Schiffer, a reference you'll get, she could be like, stay up till 4 and you get to bang me. And I would be like, lady, I'm going to look up your pictures, take care of my stuff, and go to bed at 11:15. Thank you very much. I've gotten into old bitch territory, and I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that I die before that ever happens to me.
You won't.
Okay.
You won't, you kids today with your technology.
Or with our super gonorrhea.
Yeah, the super gonorrhea is going to eat a hole in your crotch. Don't get me wrong. You won't be able to wear jeans ever again. But you'll live wearing kilts or whatever the hell they're going to put you on. Whatever.
Hey, I do have Scottish ancestry.
Gender
so I'd be totally okay with
neutral
that.
Star Trek, the Next Generation crap you kids will be wearing in 10 years.
Your age isn't showing at all.
As we've all got just no genitals like Data and a Ken doll at this point. No nipples neither. Just all gone.
Well.
Your perfect society.
Yep. Ideal.
Everyone just having promiscuous.
And everyone's nice.
Genitalless skin flapping on one another. Everyone's nice unless it comes to stealing anything while drunk.
Okay.
Or screaming after you steal a hat.
I probably wasn't actually screaming. Hopefully. I think I was bantering. I don't know. But. We get back to the hotel. I change into my PJs.
I want to go back to that because
you. Why won't you let me finish this story? It's so painful to relive.
I just want to ask, like, if that were me, I would be reliving because, like, back in the day, it was like 3 times a year a woman would show interest, and I would like relive over and over how I botched it. Is that going on with you right now? You're just like,
no,
because
it would. I mean, what would have happened? Like, realistically, he was looking for a New Year's hookup. And because we were sleeping 6 to a room, that wasn't going to happen.
Oh, so you guys are prudes after all.
We're not all doing janks in front of each other. No.
I did that once. It was great.
Weirdo.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is a private moment between you and your partner and God.
I got some. I got head while the person was in the hotel bed next to me. And I was like looking over at her to try to establish eye contact. Like, can you believe what your friend is doing right now? What were her parents thinking? And she just was like so tunnel vision watching.
Yeah,
like,
of course
the
she
witches
was.
Of Waverly Place. I wasn't getting vocal with it.
She was watching the Disney Channel?
Yeah, to keep the stink of what was going on out of tainting her brain. And I was like, I just kept being like, hey, look what's happening. And there was no biting. I wasn't even trying to initiate. I wanted to be like, can you get a load of this? She is crazy.
She's gonna.
Exactly. She did. But yeah, I mean, out of respect, I wasn't like vocal or anything. I just did my usual wordless German lover orgasm where you're just like, and then you're done.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I feel we should, I'm going to tap out for a second because I might have to meet someone out front.
Okay.
I feel we finished your segment. Thank you for sharing.
I vomited twice is the end of the story.
Really?
Yeah.
On yourself?
No.
On your friends?
No.
In the toilet?
Yes, in two toilets. One of them was in the hotel lobby.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So like next morning?
No, that night.
Like coming in? You
no, we got back
yourself?
To the room. I decided then, I need to go take care of this. Mm-hmm. I took a walk down to the lobby and I...
Oh, and then like the next time you just weren't physically able to get all that way.
Sure. And also my friends were asleep, so I figured I had a decent shot if I turned on the hairdryer. I'm a bathroom ninja.
That's... They knew what was going on.
No, they didn't. They were... Unconscious.
You were just drying your hair at 4 a.m.
No, they weren't even awake.
As you heaved over the sound of your hair drying?
Nobody knew. They were all shocked the next morning. I'm very good at secret bombs.
I'm just... right now, if you're listening, go on YouTube, look up Your Secret Love by Luther Vandross, and then do your secret bombs to the tune of that, and you'll have fun with it. All right. Well, I like that segment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back in a second after I piss and sell someone a Wii U. We're going to talk about who hasn't died in the last week.
Because a lot of people have.
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger's left. Jean-Claude, maybe.
I have one person on my hit list, and it's the Donald.
Oh, yeah. Well.
It could happen.
How old is he?
69.
Ooh. Ooh, that is up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lived a good life. He's partied a bunch.
I mean, he's lived a trash life, but
good
by his standards,
maybe. I call it a Kelsey of a life. He's stolen from those less fortunate than him.
Okay. Those more fortunate than him is who I don't have a rebuttal.
I'm sure he's drunk to excess, and he's probably barfed in a lot of hotels.
Yeah.
So you guys are pretty much simpatico.
That's the most disturbing thing anyone's ever said to me.
You do have all your hair. I'll give you that.
For now.
That's
you don't
know
about my bald spot.
Oh, is that happening for real?
I don't know. It might just be.
Oh, my God.
No. I think it's actually just a cowlick that I'm.
Where?
At the front. See, so you don't even know it's there.
Oh, no. I was being nice.
Part of my hair is like, growing in a different direction.
Is there another one she's talking about? No. Hold on. While I hold in my urine, I'm going to inspect this. We're going to do. Okay. I'm not going to talk about your cowlick. I am going to stare at it for the rest of the show. I'm going to run my fingers through it.
No, you're not.
I'm going to do the uncle move or the Jewish mom move where I'm going to like lick the tip of my pinky. Like, you never had that? Or they adjust your eyebrows that
Mm-mm.
way? Oh, okay.
I do that myself.
I'm going
to
do
I've
that.
I've never had anyone
your cowlick.
Do it to me.
Oh, yeah. No, they're like, oh, you
got a little schmutz.
Schmutz. You beat me to it.
Stop kvetching about your schmutz.
All right. So we'll tap out and we'll be back in a minute. Do they say anything bad in this one?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
I can never hear it when Drive-By Truckers play it live.
This is one of those songs that like I know about, but I've heard two or three times.
It's so great.
Is it?
It's a real upper.
I remember that Jim Carroll, it was the Basketball Diaries, right? That was the movie that was his life.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You were...
I'm sorry.
You're a baby.
I'm
I forgot.
Sorry,
it was a movie
guys.
That came out about 95 with... Leonardo
two.
DiCaprio, and it was about a kid who was like at a preparatory school for basketball, which is hilarious because he was white, and then he was like dope sick. And I just remember being really high on God knows what and watching this movie about a guy dope sick. And when you're really high, the last thing you want to see is a dude who's like, never watch Trainspotting while high. Like high, not weed high, you know, not Playmobil. My first drug high.
But still illegal high.
Yeah, like real drugs high. Don't watch any withdrawal movie. Oh, it's a bummer.
Requiem? That would be a fun one.
Ooh, God. Well, I mean, there is the ass to ass scene. And Keith David is a gem.
Sure, that makes it all worth
Keith David is a peach. That man is American treasure. When he goes, you just take take me with you, Keith, because I don't want to be here on this planet.
Well, hey, he might be going soon.
Shut the
way
double
things
fudge
are,
up.
The way things are going.
Okay, well, that's why we came back. I sold a Wii. That was great. Made $200. Took a
sold
huge
a Wii,
piss.
Made a Wii.
There you go. Took and even there was one of the two bowls wasn't out of commission. The other one, in the studio or in the John in our studio, it says, please flush. I think there should be an addendum to that sign that says, if you took such a horrible crap that even though you flushed, it looks like you didn't flush. It still looks like the primordial soup that life sprang from if a lightning bolt hit it. Flush again. If there's still visible corn, for the love of God, flush.
You know what my friend's mom says is corn is how we solve world hunger because you can just rinse it off.
I want to bone your friend's mom because that bitch sounds hot. So we're coming back because a lot of people died, including Jim Carroll. I Googled Jim Carroll died looking for his song People Who Died, just came back with his death date.
It's too bad he can't re-record a version where at the end he just goes, me!
Yeah. And me. He looks very, very old. Like Freddie Mercury at the end looked better than Jim Carroll in this picture. If you just Google Jim Carroll died, holy, like he looks like the old people in Cocoon before the aliens made them like young and want to F each other like you kids on Tinder again. Okay, so we tried to come up with a master list of those who died in like the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Apparently Lemmy was a while ago because he was actually mentioned on our last show, which I believe we recorded in 2008. But there's Lemmy, there's Natalie Cole,
mm-hmm.
who you, were you a big Natalie Cole being a person of color? Was she like something important to you?
I mean, I'm not familiar with her work beyond just her being the daughter of
nope.
the
all,
king.
All anyone knows, unless you're a black kid growing up in the 70s, is her fake duet with Nat, the unforgettable
yeah,
song.
Yeah, which is a really cool concept. And she obviously had a beautiful voice. I wish I knew more about her career because it would be hard to get out of your dad's shadow like
that. Apparently, this is what her career was. Who's the one that just has the biggest jugs of all time and did Chain of Fools?
Dolly Parton?
No, not Anita Hill. That's the one that had sex with Clarence Thomas, possibly not consensually. The godmother of soul? I don't know. Come on, just huge.
Aretha?
There you go. Aretha Franklin, just the biggest jugs you've ever seen. Not even like, it's not even like sexy at that point. I mean, I'm happy to see them.
No, a major inconvenience.
Yeah.
For her.
It's kind of like elephantitis of the chest.
Backbreaking work.
They are just
those things
huge.
Around.
Supposedly, Natalie Cole's entire career was just getting buried by Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin was just the big bitch in the room who's sucking up all the air, and Natalie couldn't catch a break. So you know what? You can reminisce when Herman's Hermits died, but just cut to the S, listen to the Beatles, go to the best. That's what I say.
Okay, well, it's sad that she died regardless.
All
and
right.
She was not the last of it, was she?
No, not at all. We're going to start off slow. This is how you make love, kids. You start off slow, and then you really start hammering it home. And that sound happens.
And then 3 minutes later, everyone is sad.
Celine Dion's dad, husband, manager?
So,
all these things.
Weird
all these
story
things.
Behind
he was
their
like
relationship.
He was like 39 years old when he saw her in her mother's womb.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm going to have sex with that womb baby.
Not according to them. So he plucked her out of Canadian obscurity because she could sing and she was talented. But he knew that she would not be appealing to the American marketplace unless she, A, learned to speak English, and B, got her gross teeth fixed. So he forced her to have major
Jewel,
dental surgery.
Continue.
Yeah. Forced her to have major dental surgery,
uh-huh.
taught her English via, you know, like classes or whatever, and then got her singing career.
Did she miss losing the ability to simply push an apple against her teeth and eat it?
You'd have to ask her, but this is probably not the week to do that because okay. she's in serious mourning. But, you know, she became famous for singing things and being your mom's favorite. And I use the royal your mom because it's, you know, just such a mom thing.
That's how I tell your mom jokes. The royal year.
Yeah.
That's when I get a gun pulled on me. I'm like, it's all of our moms, dude.
Mm-hmm. We all have one mom.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they just take my sneakers and call it a day.
According to them, he only fell in love with her like the instant that she turned 18 and it was all totally cool, bruh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
That's their story.
That's the same way like the gym coach who coaches the softball team in no way pounds one out to like the hot 16-year-old catcher whose ass he's looking at for all the practice. But only when she comes home that first Thanksgiving break in college, then it's cool.
Yeah. That's totally how morality works in society.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was really old is the moral of the story.
I think he was 47 when they met when she was 18. The real age gap. I'm not that far off from the real age gap.
No, I'm saying he was really old when he died, too. He's always been old. I think he just came out the womb old.
He did.
But
exactly.
He was like, he was 80.
He was bald with his little gray horseshoe and his little pea eater beard.
And
I'll
his chain.
It. Yeah.
His gold chain.
Oh, did he wear one of those?
I assume so.
Okay.
I can't picture him without it. But so he's gone. And then a week later,
what
her brother
dies. What
was
his name,
dies.
Remy?
I don't know.
I don't know. Something like that.
So that's two...
Angelique. Something French.
Sure. Because, you know, Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, her name is Céline Dion.
Oh, the brother died within like...
A week.
36 hours. It wasn't a week.
Oh,
dude.
Really?
It was like day and a half.
Oh, man. Poor Céline. Yeah. Just having a time of it, you know? And Remy LeBeau, says Pete.
He is screwing with you. That's
yeah,
the
I know,
real name
totally
of Gambit. Comic, I would say B-list, maybe even C-list comic character. Remy LeBeau, you son
Nerds.
Of a bitch, I caught you.
He says, ha 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 ha.
Okay, so moving on up, Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
Or Frey. We're not quite sure.
Yeah, you know.
It looks like a Frey. But yeah,
let's
guitarist.
Be honest. We know how to pronounce Don Henley's name, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's
because he's important.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Like, even if you're the guitarist who was the force behind everything, if you're the Eddie Van Halen, you know what? One time I saw David Lee Roth singing Van Halen songs. Good enough for me. He got some young hot shot to do Eddie's solos. Ta-da. Works for me. It's just the singer's voice that matters. You really, like, the Eagles are such massive whores. You really
they
don't
totally
think
are. They
that
are chasing
Don
that
Henley
paper.
Is just going to get some schmuck who's going to do it for, like, $1,000 a week. He's just like, hell yeah, bring on Glenn Scher this junk, too.
But I mean, that means that the next time the Eagles tour, if we go see them, it's not really the Eagles.
When was it last the Eagles?
I don't know. A long time ago. Well before my
time. That's RoboCop is not Murphy. He's RoboCop. He's got Murphy's lower face. That's about it. You'll get that reference.
I just can't keep up today.
You'll get that reference. It's there. The Eagles were always, I don't even know who's left. It's like the second bassist or something. The guy from Poco, and then there was Joe, whatever the hell his name was. Who's the last one? The Life in the Fast Lane. I don't know.
Let me make you lose your mind.
My brain is mush lately. I'm going to go in for dementia testing soon. I'm like really convinced that
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Especially after you've had head injuries. Heyo.
I haven't had anything. I just did
a lot of
drugsies, I guess.
I am speeding toward Alzheimer's.
Ew.
Rapidly.
Oh, that's not sexy.
Yeah, that's why I got to live it up these days.
But it was like, it's down to Henley and Frey in terms of like real originals.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is like kind of tagged on later. I mean, they're old. Don't get me wrong. But like, you know, at this point, the footage where Greedo shoots first is like 20 years old. That doesn't make it any more legit. Like, the real crap is what, 40 years at this point?
Mm-hmm.
In that range? Oh, God. That means I'm almost 40 years old. I am going to die soon. I am going to join Glenn Frey so soon.
It only gets worse from here, good buddy.
All right, let's move into the people, I guess, that mattered to the majority of you honkies. Alan Rickman, a.k.a. to me, Hans Gruber from Die Hard. And I guess he was in Dogma. Which, I'll say it right here, don't really care for anything of Kevin Smith's after Mallrats. So
that's fair.
Dogma can just go down on my knuckle. I'm sorry. I don't like to see some Catholic guy working out his weird Catholic guilt.
I have not seen Dogma. It will not shock you to learn.
You know what? You'll be A-okay.
You're, all right, I'll skip it.
You didn't miss Taxi Driver.
I won't add it to my Netflix queue.
You don't really need... Ew, you have a queue?
Of course I have a queue.
You still have the DVD thing?
You and... Not that queue, the online queue.
Okay, all right. All right, just make
Wow, it. Grandpa.
I was worried about you for a second. Hey, I did away with the DVDs a long time ago. Yeah, I don't, you know me and my religious views. I don't care to see you sorting out how you deal with the make-believe you're forced to buy into as a kid.
Yeah.
It's make-believe. Like, am I going to make a movie about the time I figured out Optimus Prime wasn't going to come to my door? It's BS. You learn.
That must have been a hard day, though.
It was. I cried a little. Then I was like, can I at least get Bumblebee? I'll settle for one of the crappy ones.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah.
None of them are real.
Alan Rickman, he was Snape to you kids. I've never seen a Harry Potter.
Mm.
I've read the books, though.
Mm.
There's your
So
weird...
you know Snape is, you know...
I know the character.
Kind of a BB.
Yeah, he had the weird Trent Reznor hair in the movie.
Very greasy.
I remember. Yeah, exactly. The Adam Richman? Is it not Adam Richman? Who's the guy that was just on SNL? Adam Driver.
Yes.
I can't do last names today.
Very really similar hair.
Going, yeah, they just have that... black it's got mites of some sort in it.
Yeah, little white specks that seem to be moving.
And if I put it against the lid of a pizza box, it would leave the same mark as if I had mashed a slice against it.
Yeah, but wouldn't smell nearly as good.
No, there would be a lot of cheese odor to it, though. There would be a lot of that. So yeah, everyone was getting all sad about Alan Rickman. I mean, I'm not happy he's dead, but let's be honest. Galaxy Quest was cool. I liked him in Die Hard. I can't say he was, like, high up there on my list of things that's going to make me cry.
Yeah, I mean, I think on a basic human level, it's sad when anyone dies, but...
Is it, though? Even Saddam Hussein? You're sick.
I mean, he was a monster, but, like, it's still...
He was still someone's baby.
Yeah, I guess.
He was
Someone
still in
done
diapers.
Effed up there, baby. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Did not do a good parenting job.
There was a time
there.
Where he was just an innocent young kid breaking into places, stealing candle holders.
Yep. Are you implying that I'm going to grow up to be Saddam Hussein?
You might have the mustache.
Oh! I have never plucked anything on my face other than eyebrows ever in my life.
That's good.
Just so you know. I'm particularly hashtag blessed.
Okay.
Get out.
Oh, you're all hairless. Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, pet of the year. Now, what did he mean to you? Because you grew up with the Snapes.
I mean, Snape was cool, but I've liked the Harry Potter series. Like, I went to the big midnight book reveals at Barnes & Noble and Borders, and it was fun, you know, like talking with my friends about it and going to see the movies. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I feel as strongly as a lot of people my age do about it. Like, there are some crazy fans out there. There are some real whack jobs who were very upset by his
death. I mean, has there been a series since? Like, yeah, because it was, all right, you had your Star Wars. That was lot of people were into that crud. Then it was almost The Matrix. If The Matrix didn't S the bed so badly with 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
2 was all right. 3 was just horrible. So I guess it was like The Hobbits.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, that thing. That
Lotra.
Took that chunk.
Yeah, and then I guess Game of Thrones, you could say. Well, are we talking movie
I'm
franchises?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, movie franchises. Based and then on it books. Was like Harry Potter was like kind of the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And then maybe The Hunger Games would be the
okay,
next one.
Okay, yeah, sure. That could be the next thing. You're right.
But
except I thought that got really bad, too, real fast.
I have not seen the last two movies.
The first two were on Netflix, so I watched them, and sure. I was pleasantly surprised, because I walked in expecting nothing.
I thought the books were a lot better, but that's usually the case, you know?
Yeah.
You can use your imagination.
All right. sorry, that one threw me for a loop. I'm trying to... So that was, like... I guess kind of the last huge series. And then it's, I don't know. I still am weirded out by that whole Olsen twins thing that goes on now with Emma Roberts. Do you remember that when everyone was like, Hermione's so hot, I can't wait
yeah,
to plow
no,
her when she's legal.
Yeah, no, that's still a thing.
And it's like, oh, you just liked it because you saw her as a kid. Why can't, like, when everyone's like, when are the Olsen twins going to be legal? I'm like, who gives a damn unless you're in it for the money?
Right.
I can understand that. But, like, they have little chimpanzee faces.
But also, like you have a chance. The people who are saying this.
That, too. But even just in the abstract. Like, if you just took five random girls and one of them was the Olsen twins, I don't know. Like, maybe if the twins count as one in this category and I can have a free threesome, sure. They'll win by default in that case. But if you're just giving me, like, Mary-Kate next to really anyone else, who gives a damn? Like, people needed to come to terms with the fact they wanted to bang these chicks because they saw them as toddlers.
Yeah.
And well, they got some weird thing going on there.
It's just that a lot of people in this country are profoundly creepy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
They got the René Angéli, I think that was his name. They got the Celine Dion's dead husband thing going.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I watched you grow up. Can't wait to stick it.
Oh, so creepy.
And that was like Emma Roberts, too. She looked like hell those first couple movies. Like, big, puffy-haired weirdo.
Shaped like a trapezoid.
It was like her and Hagrid switched wigs. Like, it didn't matter. They could just, oh, Hagrid, I dropped mine in the turlet while I was busy barfing because I'm a party kid.
To be fair, she was supposed to look like that. She was supposed to transform into a beautiful butterfly by the end of the series.
Is that, I mean, I'm not saying she's unattractive. I watched her in Bling Ring or something. I'm like, hey, sure. But yes. Like, to be like, oh, she's just the best of the best out there. Get the hell out of here, man. Again, you just want her because you watched her grow up. It's a weird thing, man.
It is a little
People got a creepy instinct for that one.
Yes, they do.
I don't have it.
Okay.
I don't.
That's good.
I'll
take your word for it.
Yeah, I can't say I've watched anyone grow. Don't get me wrong. Like, maybe, oh, well, no, there's a kid my mom babysat that I just didn't see for like 20 years. And then she like randomly came around. She's like really hot. I'm like, okay.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, all right. That's the closest I've come. Yeah. Where I was like, oh, I wish I played doctor with you a couple more times.
Oh, and we're back.
Yeah. And let's go steal some candles.
Okay. You're never gonna give that bit up, are you?
No.
And it was a candle holder, and it was just one.
All right.
I didn't take the other one.
All right. It's all good. I guess the big death.
I'm not that much of a monster.
The big death. And by the way, I just want to add, I've mentioned on the show before how I love playing Grim Reaper to my mother when any of these celebs die because I'm just living on my phone and I have Twitter. I'll see it within 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And she's old, so she'll be on MSN like 4 hours later and be like, oh, that David Bowie's gone. Usually I can beat her to the punch. Everyone who's dying now is like 4 years younger than her. And it's just too sad for both of us to do this. I can't be like, haha, he died at 69 and then you're 73. Oh my God, my mommy's not going to live forever.
No, clearly she's doing a lot better than all these rich white dudes. So,
I mean, it's...
She's going to live forever by that math.
That is probably the most frustrating part of it. Like when
Mick Jagger, she is going to live forever?
No, well, yes.
Wow.
No, I'm saddened that I don't get to play the Guess Who Died game because everyone who's like grossly older than her is just dead at this point. I got Betty White. That's all I got.
She's not dying anytime soon. Hey, Larry King.
Lay King. I can do Larry King. Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm worried about?
Oh, presidents. I got presidents. I still got a couple presidents.
Oh, HW is on the way out.
Oh, Carter. Both of them.
Carter, nothing bad is ever going to happen to that man. You take that back.
I mean, I like him. He seems very saintly.
You know who I'm worried about is, and I think he's right about your mom's age, is Paul Simon because he...
Of his haircut?
Yeah. He looks like a ghost. He looks like a ghost walking among the living.
I have to look up Paul Simon now. I have not seen Paul Simon in years. Okay, hold on.
It is horrifying. And he also got in some domestic assault trouble a couple years ago.
Edie Brickell, who's like 19 inches taller than him.
Yeah.
Now, Paul.
Maybe it's going to be one of those things like how small dogs live longer, and I'm wrong.
Okay, like if you look up Paul Simon now, and the very first picture, if that's him, you just need to put a little, like, cherry lipstick on him, and he's fit for a casket.
That's what I'm saying, right?
That's what a corpse looks like.
It's bad,
isn't it? If you have not seen a loved one in a coffin, that's what it looks like. They have the creepy, like, the cheeks are kind of puffed up because they've shoved gauze in their mouth. He really just needs a thin layer of lipstick, and he is going to look beautiful in that mahogany. Okay, you win.
Yeah.
You win. Wow.
And I really, that is going to be a really bad day for me. I mean, I've never been super into Bowie, and I'm sure now is as good a chance as any to get into his stuff. But
I'll do my Bowie thing in a second.
Yeah, continue. But Paul Simon, Graceland is my favorite album ever, and the day he goes, it's going to be rough.
Graceland?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember reading some Onion article, not Onion, I guess AV Club, where they were like, Graceland was one of those albums where you grew up hearing it nonstop. I'm like, okay, white guy. This is where you and I part ways. This is where my ethnic background kicks in, I guess. I had never heard a damn thing out of Paul Simon. You know how I would have heard Paul Simon growing up? If the Chipmunks parodied him. But there was no sped up. Bridge over troubled water. So,
I'm pretty sure if they parodied something, it would be You Can Call Me Al. I mean, come on.
I get it. He was Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 8 seconds, but that's there okay. You go. So we have David Bowie. That was the one where people really like seemed to freak out.
Yeah, he was trending on Twitter for several days, which is kind of a tough feat.
I'm going to say this right now. This is the unpopular opinion, but everyone counts on me to be some gigantic asshole. So here you go.
Oh, God.
If you didn't tweet the name David Bowie once before he died, shut up.
Oh, no, you're totally right about that.
No one cares. No one wants to hear you profess how what you heard Space Oddity on acid one time. I mean, if you really go deep with it, if you're like Aladdin Sane, Diamond Dogs, but like you can name five Bowie albums off of the top. If you want to talk his Tin Machine material, I didn't know Bowie for Jack, and I can still at least pull those names out. Like anyone who was mourning this dude, I guarantee you what. What have they heard from Bowie? You know what? They saw Labyrinth as a kid. That's all it is. That's all these tweets might as well have been like, I caught Labyrinth four times. I'm going to pretend I know this dude's music, but I just remember him trying to bang Jennifer O'Connell, or that was her name, right? Jennifer Connelly, when she was like 12 in Labyrinth. Isn't that the whole plot of that movie? I remember seeing that piece of junk as a kid and being like, this sucks dicks.
I've never seen it.
That's fine. This was a movie that like was supposed to appeal to me at that age. I caught it when I was like 8 or 9 on HBO. And I was like, do you have anything better than this crap to watch?
Maybe you just need to watch it again, man.
Who said that?
Me.
No, I thought you were getting off Periscope.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hated all of those Jim Henson creepy adult puppet movies. There was like Dark Star. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else. Might have just been like Dark Star and Labyrinth, but that was like Jim Henson branching out and trying to make like scary adult puppets. You know what? If you're going to like go that way, just make the puppet FNS show we all want to watch.
Oh,
like,
no one wants to watch that.
You get a puppet's felt hard on a string and you make it perform. You got my money.
I'm so sorry, David, if you're in the ether listening to this.
Bowie was cool.
Yeah.
But like, don't. I am so sick of anyone who was like under 45 acting like Bowie meant a goddamn to them.
Well, to a lot of people my age, not myself, but because I just really never have pursued his music or his discography.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way that he was like very gender fluid and like.
He was for like 10 years. It was like the early 70s, pretty much the 70s. Not even all the 70s.
I
it was
would
like
say
72
he
to 79.
I mean, in Labyrinth,
80.
He's still kind of playing with it. Even.
A little bit.
But still, more so, way more so than anyone else in the public eye. And to people my age, if they're, you know, like queer and they don't fit into the gender binary and all that, and they're looking for someone to look up to and to be like, hey, it's okay, be yourself. Like,
wouldn't you look up to that 14-year-old kid on Disney who just said she's queer? Even though she's like,
I don't know who that
well,
is.
I'm pretty much just about the dong, but I don't want to label myself because I'm 14, I might add. So I guess I'm queer. I didn't get that, but you didn't hear about that?
Mm-mm.
I was trending on Facebook.
I try to avoid Facebook trends because they just bum me out so much.
Nah, Bowie
They're
was
not
like,
real news.
Did the weird gender bender junk up until like 80, and then it was like, let's dance. And then, you know, just piles of money, and it was, let's dance part two. And that was all of the 80s for Bowie. And then China Girl. It wasn't China Dude Butters. It was China Girl. So he was about the puzz. And yeah, and then 90s was
kind of
like. He can
be about whatever he wants to be.
Puttering around.
It's still more than anyone else did.
Yeah, that's true.
By a mile. And to people who are looking for help in shaping their identity when they don't feel like they fit in,
yeah.
That's a really good place to start.
Nah, you're right. You're like, I'm going to smear a lightning bolt on my face and acid D and then go home to my wife.
Yep.
Thanks, David. So
exactly.
That's how I was just very annoyed by everyone doing their outpouring. If you're old as hell and he really meant something to you, that's cool. But like to the kid, I don't know, some kids, I guess, grew up listening. Maybe even you get a pass.
Because I'm so young?
Well, no, I'm just saying like the people who were young, but their parents were playing Bowie 24/7. I guess you get to be sad too. But 90% of you people saw Labyrinth a lot. That's it. Don't act like the man's entire career meant something to you. I mean, that's like me acting real sad when Tom Waits dies because I liked Dracula and he played Renfield. You know what I mean? Like, get the hell over yourself. No, I know what you're about.
There's so much weird ego wrapped up in publicly mourning the passing of like a celebrity or even like
just
a friend.
There's always the, you know, like after that kid shot up Virginia Tech, it's like, I passed through Virginia Tech once. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what they're going through.
Today, we're all Hokies.
Yeah, my aunt's kitten went to Virginia Tech. You know, just all that. Oh, it's
gross.
Yeah.
It's really insincere and
we
self-centered.
We really do like to dip our D, but just the tip in grief. We love it. It's
or
no one's ever just like.
Or the C.
Yeah, exactly. Just you like to donut bump with death. No one likes to dive right in, though. No one's like, I got cancer. Soon I'll be joining on all those famous celebrities. Nope. Nope. We just like to be kind of tangentially associated. I met David Bowie
tangentially.
Once. Tangentially. Yeah.
Hey, you know what I think it is?
What?
Mercs and Wretch. Mercs effing all our ass up.
What?
Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh, God. Okie dokie.
I'm also one of those.
Oh, no. You're one of the... Okay.
Am I getting kicked off the show now?
No,
because I steal candles and I'm into astrology.
My mom's big into that junk, too.
Stealing candles?
That and the astrology.
Okay.
She'll be like, well, this is the year that something... No, nothing good will ever happen to me.
Ask her about Merc and Wretch. She'll tell you all about it.
I don't want to hear about that. And last but not least, certainly not least, the widow of Wayne Static of Static X, Tara Ray, died. And you're a woman, so you won't get this.
No, I won't.
But if you're a dude, anytime a hot girl dies, you try to find like the best photos of her, and you're almost compelled to give them one final salute. Like Tara Ray, spelled T-E-R-A space W-R-A-Y, because I know all you guys are going to be Googling it if you made it this far.
Tara Waray.
Tara Waray. Did a few porn scenes. I mean, that might shock you. A rock star married to a porn actress. So I heard that she died. First thing I did was looked her up. I was like, okay, she gets the nod. And then I went on YouPorn and I got a couple hits. And 3 minutes later, I was listening to Push It by Static X to complete the act.
You know what you should have done is wrapped it all up with taps.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And done it to that tempo? Yeah, I could have played... taps, but on the trombone of my you know what. I remember this happened when Farrah Fawcett died. I immediately was like, I don't want to think of old cancery Farrah Fawcett. I want to think of her Playboy spread from about 10 years ago where she still had the nipples. She was naked in her mid-40s. And do you feel that? I mean, like when David Bowie died, were you like, let me get the cover to Ziggy Stardust and flick the bean?
No, I don't think women are
sick.
Built quite the same. Yeah, you said it, not me.
Oh, no.
I was trying to be charitable.
Yeah.
Beat around the bush, if you will.
That's my version of tweeting, like, I once bumped into Tara Ray. I'm like, time to dust the collection off her. This is the Memphis Belle's last flight. Let's have some fun. Let's bomb some Jerry's and get the hell back to America.
God, heaven is frowning upon you very, very strongly right now.
I mean, I wasn't getting there.
You know how your God feels about...
my Hebrew God.
Emturbation?
I don't know. I'm Greek Orthodox. I don't think, as long as you're not doing it, like, during a baptism, I'm pretty sure I'm okay.
I would hope not.
Well, let's wrap this up so we can do some football talk. Doo-doo, doo-doo, doo. I'm just going to do this now. Thanks for making it this far if you did. I know the first half was bumpy, but we hadn't done the show since Lemmy had just died.
And we're also mourning the passing of our dear, dear friend, Jay.
Oh.
Pete.
Jay Pete, maybe. We're going to miss you, man.
Yeah,
can't believe you ate all that Chipotle, and then you pooed your kidneys out of your bung bung. And it's sad. It's really sad. Do you want to change the name of the show, like only parenthetically and not in any meaningful way, to Jay's Basement for the rest of the episode, all 30 seconds of it?
I feel like that's
me
kind
neither.
Of
me
going
neither.
Too far. That's like
me
a.
Neither.
I mean, we
simpatico,
said our piece.
Buddy.
Yeah,
simpatico.
He wouldn't really care about that anyways.
You'd just be like, I wish I still had my kidneys in my butt in the afterlife, because these things are dragging. John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I haven't said this in a while. Go to iTunes and leave us a review. I'll include instructions with this episode how to do it. It really is a pain in the balls to
it
anyone
is.
Who wanted to do it.
Apple is evil
did.
Incarnate.
No, they love to blow crap up for the sake of blowing it up, and it gets more and more complex. There was a time you could give someone an iPad, and if they couldn't use it, you'd be like, what kind of, as your kids call them your age, the R word? What kind of R word are you? And now, you know, I gave my mom an iPad, and she couldn't master it, and I screamed at her, and I called her that, too, and then I said, you old simple bitch. But I grabbed the iPad from her clutches, and I realized it really is complex.
It sure is.
So if you want to walk through on how to do that and stuff the ballot box, as it were, please, I'll give it to you. Butters, plug your stuff.
I am at isbutterworthit on Twitter and Instagram. On Tumblr, I am howmuchisbutterworth. I am also on Clash of Clans. My name is Kelly Margarine.
I hope you plug this forever.
Our clan is Vomit is God. Please join us as we continue our quest in killing other clans and stealing their gold and elixir.
I hope you keep plugging this, and it sounds as weird as like someone still talking about World of Warcraft, where you're like, Jesus, that's a thing still,
hey,
and you're doing it?
Just be lucky I'm not still on the RuneScape grind.
Yeah.
That was a big part of my middle school days.
Have you lost your virginity? Okay, now we have something to talk about. All right, till
the
next
lady never tells.
We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.